The marijuana industry in Arizona is changing and growing. In the first 3 months of this year, the total sales of both medical and recreational marijuana topped $230 million. That's according to the Arizona Republic. That adds up to $32 million in taxes that the state has collected from those sales. And now that recreational marijuana is legal here, it's also being marketed very differently. No longer are we talking about Pineapple Express as the face of cannabis. Now there are elevated cannabis dinner experiences and marijuana wellness retreats. The Maricopa County Community College District is even offering formalized cannabis industry classes now. So let's now turn to one of those experts who's teaching in one of those new programs. MJ Stapley is the founder and CEO of MJ Hybrid Solutions and an instructor in Gateway Community College's cannabis business program. I spoke with her more about how the cannabis industry here is growing up.
You know, we're seeing a lot of quick growth right now in the industry nationwide, right? And but obviously with Arizona, what we saw when it passed, it kind of passed, and then it was like, we didn't think it was technically stores were going to be allowed recreationally to sell until what, April-ish, and then but it was literally like the end of January when we put those licenses. And you know, you hate to say this with COVID happening and stuff, and there was so much bad that went on with that in the last year, but for cannabis, it really helped push because a lot of people, I think, actually took that time to explore cannabis, people that were curious, kind of curious. And so it opened up kind of a floodgate for more people to get to either try it or educate themselves on it. And so now we're just kind of seeing a new, you know, that mainstream way of people coming in, and it's not your standardized, oh, this is a typical cannabis user. It's your everyday person, your mom, your dad, your grandparents. And so I think, you know, that we're seeing that. And now that a lot of other industries might be struggling and cannabis is kind of flourishing, taking off, you're starting to see a lot of people wanting to come into the industry and get involved as, you know, whatever way they can. And there is so much opportunity in the industry.
So this is, it's growing like as a business, but also it's growing and changing sort of its perception, right? Like you're seeing businesses pop up that, you know, look like maybe hip or serious in a way, like something that's very different than like the stoner image that might've been true with marijuana businesses years ago.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I started in this industry about 6-7 years ago, there was still a lot of that kind of the old school cannabis look, right? Mm-hmm. And so what's happening now is when you're starting to see a lot of these businesses come in, a lot of these dispensaries, they're really trying to mainstream it and make it more of a comfortable retail place, putting cannabis as a normal everyday use product. So you look at MedMen, right? They tried to become the Apple of cannabis, right?
Making
stores very clean and modern.
Well, and the marketing has changed so much, as you say. Is the goal here to sort of, you keep saying like mainstream it, is it to get new demographics in to make people who would have not felt comfortable with it before feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, it's to normalize it. It's to, you know, when you look at marketing, obviously a lot of companies and brands are going to market in a way that the consumer reads it, right? Like, and this is what something I always say with cannabis, is people come into these dispensaries and they kind of want to be told what to take. But there's that fine line, right? Especially now that it's recreational, you can't really dose someone. It's still different for everyone. We still have a lot of research and ways to go. But a lot of these brands are kind of marketing, like, how do you want to feel? Or having like it labeled like, okay, if you want to be creative, this is the product you take. Or if you want to sleep or flow.
So is it working? Are you seeing since the passage of this initiative, you know, new demographics, lots of new people trying it out?
Yeah, definitely. Because what I notice, especially with my, say, family, friends, people that I've grown up with, right? And I grew up in a very conservative upbringing, that a lot of people that want to try it, were waiting for it to become recreational. It was almost like people were scared to go get a medical card. More people are willing to try it medically or walk in and check it out. And I saw that happen in California. I've seen it happen here. Same with Michigan and Illinois. You are definitely getting a lot of more range of the demographic and mainstream type consumer that's willing to go in since it's recreational.
This applies not just to dispensaries, but also sort of to cannabis products, right? Like you're seeing cannabis almost marketed like an alternative to alcohol. You're seeing it in the restaurant industry. Where else is it popping up?
You know, I think one big area it's popping up is with health and wellness, physical, like fitness. Where, you know, it's the hard part because there's also the fine line of comparing it to alcohol, right? Like alcohol technically doesn't have any benefits to it in your system where cannabis does. So there's that.
So you're also now an instructor in this new program from Gateway Community College that's focusing on the cannabis industry and educating a workforce around this growing industry. What's that like? And is that something that you ever thought would happen, considering what, you know, what cannabis was not that long ago, right, in this industry?
You know, when I first started, that's kind of what the thinking long term was. You know, when you're in the industry a long time, you get very optimistic early on, especially when you start in the industry, that it's going to become federally legal or all these changes are going to happen. And they are taking a lot longer than anticipated to some. Mm-hmm. But, you know, early on, you would talk to colleges or people would reach out, but then you would see, you know, I would see one state kind of have some cannabis courses pop up, but then they retracted it, right? Because then they got scared they might lose federal funding because it's federally illegal. So there's a lot of like ties, especially when it comes to marketing and state by state and how and who can actually really get their hands in it. But I knew eventually it was going to, you know, it's going to get to this. We're going to start seeing more colleges offer these courses. And even if it just starts off as workforce training, but eventually creating cannabis elective or courses that you can receive credit from, right? Or getting a degree in some type of cannabis or cultivation area. But what I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to be able to teach with these people that are eager to learn and get in and want to, you know, figure out their place in the industry because there is so much opportunity.
Okay, so last question for you then, MJ. I mean, do you think that this is temporary excitement around this because we just legalized it here? Or do you think this sort of, you know, marijuana lifestyle, cannabis lifestyle is here to stay?
I definitely think it's here to stay. I definitely think obviously the hype is up right now because of it changing to adult use. So obviously a lot of people want to jump in or hurry and get in. So I'm sure we'll level out a little bit, but it's here to stay, right? I mean, we still are waiting for it to become federally legal. So mm-hmm. It's going to be whether, you know, obviously depending on how federally it changes and what they do with it, it depends on how these states are probably going to roll out. Is it going to stay like these normal stores you can just stop by on your way home and grab yourself a, you know, a six pack of joints versus a six pack of beer? And so I think eventually that we're going to get to that, but we're also going to see a lot more research. And I think medically there's still a long way to go in the medical side of it.
All right. That is MJ Stapley, the founder and CEO of MJ Hybrid Solutions, as well as an instructor in Gateway Community College's Cannabis Business Program. MJ, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
And we should note KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District.